And welcome back to our exciting news segment here at Brook and Jubal in the Morning. Are you froggin' kidding me?
Oh, gosh.
With Hoppity, where we dive into the exciting world of everything that frogs have to offer and learn new facts. Are you froggin' kidding me? They do what?
Gets me every time.
It is the second part of your second date update. And why are we talking about frogs? Because Martin is on the phone. He actually prefers to be called Hoppity because he loves frogs. And he went out with a girl named Isabella. He said they had a great time. They did talk a lot about frogs. But he got a kiss at the end of the evening. And now he's not sure why she's not calling him back. So we are about to get her on the phone and see if we can figure it all out for you, Hoppity.
I just want to clarify. I mean, we talked a lot about frogs during the dinner, but, you know, we talked about what she liked to do for fun, too.
Well, that's good. What was it? What does she like?
I can't remember.
Okay.
That's not good.
I'm glad you were paying attention, Hoppity. I mean, I really feel like you really made this day all about you. Can you tone down the frogs if you guys do go out again?
I mean, I can, but, I mean, I just want to remind you guys, during the dinner, she seemed really excited about my two pet frogs and the pictures, so, you know, I think she's really into them.
All right, well, we'll find out the truth here in a second.
Yep. I'll dial her phone number right now, and we'll see if we can figure it all out, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, the frog voice.
All right, stop doing the frog voice, Hoppity. In my opinion, I don't think you should do that when you get her on the phone.
I'm seconding that opinion.
Okay, guys, I'll lose the frog voice.
Okay.
All right. Just for now, like after you guys have been dating for a little while, give her all the frog you want. But right now, dial it back on the frog a little bit. Here we go. I'm dialing her phone number.
Hello?
Hi. May I speak to Isabella?
This is Isabella.
Hey, Isabella. How are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, you're from where?
Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. What do you want?
I want to know more about you, Isabella.
Is this a prank call or something?
No. We're not some cheesy radio show that does prank calls. Come on.
Isabella, yes, we are.
This is something we do called a second date update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody.
Oh, okay. I've heard those.
Okay, cool. Well, that's what this is. And Hoppity actually emailed us about you.
I don't know who Hoppity is.
What?
You don't know who Hoppity is?
No, remember, he said he didn't go by
that. How do you not remember?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know Martin?
I know Martin, but I don't know. Why were you saying Hoppity?
Because I thought he told you that he goes by the name Hoppity, but apparently I was wrong.
No, he never told me that. He goes by the name Hoppity?
Yeah, it's his nickname, apparently, because it shouldn't be a surprise to you that the dude likes frogs.
Oh, God, yeah, that's definitely not a surprise.
Okay.
He told us that you were really excited about his frog passion.
You know, when you're going out on dates, you kind of have the same old thing. So it was something that was different. It was fun. I mean, he had really cute names for his frogs.
Agreed.
He had one that was named Lolly Hops, which is hilarious, and I forget the other one, but it was funny, and I mean, I actually kind of liked him in a certain way. It was just, he was kind of refreshing, you know?
Okay, well, if it was
positive.
Refreshing, and he also told us that you guys kissed after the date, why aren't you getting back to him?
Well, after our date, I looked him up on Facebook, and I noticed that he put for work that he's a stay-at-home frog dad.
Oh, no.
So I, you know, I'm really at the point where I'm really seriously wanting to find someone and settle down, and it just didn't seem like he was focused. And, I mean, it's okay to have a hobby, but I would like him to have a job.
All right.
Wait, so
does he have a job? Do you know?
He didn't talk. He only talked about frogs.
So you don't think it was a joke? You think that he's unemployed?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he doesn't work. And by the look of his pictures, it was literally just different frogs. So
maybe the frogs are his
pictures on his Facebook page you're talking about.
Yeah. Pictures of him with his frogs, like doing things.
Like doing what things?
There was one of him like cooking with them. There was one of him like playing his, I don't know, like games with them. I don't know. Those are his friends.
Just to be clear. The reason that you're not calling him back, is it the frogs or is it the fact that you think he doesn't have a job? Like, which one is most important to you? Just so we can tell him.
I mean, I think it's the job.
I feel like it's all of it. If I was you, it'd be like the whole package of that.
Well, I think he's quirky and, you know, that's not a bad thing. It's refreshing, but sure. I just want him to have more balance in his life, more, you know, just a job, friends, and frogs.
You know what I've always wondered, Isabella, and I've never heard the answer to this.
What?
Because they do studies to find out how much housewives would make if they were getting paid. How much money should he be getting paid as a stay-at-home frog dad?
That's not a thing.
And I think we can get the answer because Martin is on the phone listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
He's on the phone right now?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Martin?
Yeah. Hi, Isabella.
Martin.
Hi, Martin. Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah. You looked me up online?
Yeah. What is a stay-at-home frog dad?
I mean, I just have a passion for frogs. I thought stay-at-home frog dad was just kind of funny. That's why I said it.
That is kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't really know how much you heard, but I mean, when I saw that was kind of the thing that I just thought, oh, you know, I had fun on our date and the kiss was nice, but I'm looking for something more serious and I don't know that I can build a future with somebody who's a stay-at-home frog dad.
Oh, but come on.
I mean,
so I just want to be clear, is the reason you didn't pick up my calls or respond to any of my messages because you didn't think I have a job?
I mean, is that not true? I mean, do you have a job?
No.
You don't. Okay.
That's what
I thought. Wait, hold on.
I know. I thought you were going to be like, oh, yeah, I am a lawyer.
Are you like in between jobs or something, Martin? Are you looking?
No, not at all. I'm not looking for any work right now.
How are you?
What?
How are you eating?
Are you alive?
You're not killing your frogs and eating them, are you?
No, and that's not a really funny joke.
I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry, Hoppity.
No, but Martin, really, like, what's your plan, man?
Well, here's the thing. A couple years ago, I made this app, and I sold it, and I made a whole bunch of money. And yeah, I don't have to work. That's why I don't have a job. I don't have to work for a while.
Oh,
so you're just taking time off to hang with your frogs?
Yeah, I mean, like I told you, it's my passion. So now I actually have time to do it and take care of them.
Okay.
So wait, is that a change? I think you just changed your tone there, Isabella.
Well, I mean, Martin, I wish you would have, you know, brought it up on the date. I had no idea that you even build apps. I didn't really learn anything except about your frogs. But I mean, had I known this, it would have, you know, I don't know. I would have taken you more seriously, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to publicize all that information. I feel like it's kind of private. I mean, if you'd asked what I did for work, I would have told you the situation, but I don't like posting that on Facebook. I think it's kind of, I don't know, arrogant.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it's arrogant to be like, oh, I created a cool app. It's not arrogant to go like, I love my frogs.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Grounded.
I agree with you on that one, Hoppity.
Man, okay, well, I feel kind of like an idiot.
How do you feel, Hoppity? I mean, Hoppity, are you mad at her for judging you, or do you understand where she was coming from?
I'm not mad. I guess I just wish she'd asked if it was that big a deal to her.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead of making her own judgments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that you were so excited about your frogs, and it was so different for me that I actually genuinely liked hearing about your frogs. And so I think we spent most of the time talking about that. So, but you know, after the date, I did want to know more about you. And
Well, I'm really glad to hear you say that, Isabella, because anyone that's going to be a part of my life has to, you know, like my frogs, and my frogs have to like them. if that weren't the case, it might be a bit of a deal breaker.
Well, at least we got that very important thing taken care of, you know, that you're appreciative of his frogs. Isabella, would you like to go out with Martin on a second date? We will pay for it.
Yeah, I would.
I will say she has, from the start, said the frogs are fine.
That's true.
And you even did the frog voice on a voicemail to her, and she was still okay with that.
Yeah, no, actually, I thought that that was kind of cute. I laughed. Hmm. I listened to it twice.
Hey, good.
Listen to it twice.
Hey, Martin, this would be the time. Remember we told you to dial back on the frog voice? This would be a time to throw it in there.
Yeah.
You like the frog voice?
It sounds nothing like
Oh, my God.
You're silly. Hop-along. What is your name? What is your name?
Hoppity.
Hoppity. Okay, Hoppity.
Hey, I like it when you say my nickname. That kind of makes me feel good.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right. I'm getting way too turned on by the second date update, so we have to end this right now. Congratulations to both of you guys for getting another date. Yeah.
Well, guys, I mean, I never told you officially whether or not I'd go out on another date with her.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah, you didn't. I was assuming.
Uh-oh.
So will you go out with her again?
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I think there's a match made in heaven.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, you guys.